On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
The barley wines that we'll be trying today are from Barrique Brewing and Blending in Nashville, Tennessee, and the Hollows Brewing in Amsterdam 2024. Echo in the Void, Vienna wine aged in maple syrup and rum barrels. From Trillium Brewing in Boston, Massachusetts, and the Vale Brewing in Richmond, Virginia, 2024, Drove of Oxen Barley Wine. From Zebulon Artisan Ales in Weaverville, North Carolina, 2021, Traditional English Barley Wine brewed for Andre the Giant. That was more of Arnold, wasn't it? From Various Artists Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee, 2020, Newfangled Perspective. And if we have time, we will get to the bonus beer. I did wear my rubber pants today.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey, everyone. Gather around for another suds segment where we've proven that bigger isn't always better. Beer isn't always best when it's fresh. And a radio show can still be successful for more than a decade, even when they leave a man who can't read or spell in charge of the scripts. We don't know who that guy is.
No comments.
Oh, I think we know.
Yes, I'm one of your hosts, the funny one, good old gal Juliana. Joining me today at the table
Welcome,
good old boy Kendall. Thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. It's a great day to be here.
It is. Reverend Mark.
Always back when I can be and always will when I can.
Yay.
Again.
We're so happy to have you. And good old boy Sparky, you're here.
I'm here, and it's great to be here.
Yes. And good old boy Dave.
Yeah, Sparky's here, so I know you're happy. Because everybody loves Sparky.
Well, he's the life of the party.
He is the life of the party.
Okay, today we're doing something, a bit of a callback to the very first episode that good old boy Dave and I did with Reverend Mark. October 25th, 2013.
Wow.
That was the big barley wine show that was broadcast. Good old boy Mike, good old boy John Malone, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Mark, good old boy Dave, and I sampled 17 different barley wines and somehow managed to speak somewhat coherently about them for about an hour. Now, it's 12 years later, and we aren't going to drink 17 barley wines. Ha! We're going to drink 18 barley wines.
No, yes!
Just kidding. We're going to drink 4, maybe 5. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us today's lineup?
The barley wines that we'll be trying today are from Barrique Brewing and Blending in Nashville, Tennessee, and the Hollows Brewing in Amsterdam 2024. Echo in the Void, Vienna wine aged in maple syrup and rum barrels. From Trillium Brewing in Boston, Massachusetts, and the Vale Brewing in Richmond, Virginia, 2024, Drove of Oxen Barley Wine. From Purdue Pharma Brewing, OxyContin barrel aged in rum barrels. Oh, no, sorry. That was a different one. All right. From Zebulon Artisan Ales in Weaverville, North Carolina, 2021, Traditional English Barley Wine brewed for Andre the Giant. That was more of Arnold, wasn't it? From Various Artists Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee, 2020, Newfangled Perspective. And if we have time, we will get to the opiates. I mean, or the bonus beer. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. We are going to be tasting these beers on the fly and giving our tasting notes and rating them from 1 to 5 as we go.
Hey, real quick though, Kendall, if you would kind of give the audience just a brief summary of like what is considered a barley wine, if you don't mind. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Honestly, I was just looking at this. So I'm going to read this so I sound a little more intelligent. So an overall impression of an English barley wine is a strong and rich malty ale with a pleasant fruity or hoppy depth. A wintertime sipper with a full chewy body and warming alcohol. And that's an English barley wine. An American barley wine, you're probably going to get, as is everything American, a little bit more of everything. A little bit more alcohol, maybe more body, definitely more bitterness. Think of the barley wines we get from a Sierra Nevada, the, you know, the good old Bigfoot. That's a great barley wine, and it's quite hoppy. But most of your English ones are going to be very malt forward, whereas your American ones are going to still have a lot of American bitterness to it.
Nice. And isn't oxidation common in English?
That's kind of like a preferred. Yeah, these things are aged. So these are going to be beers that are going to keep for a while. As you can see, most of these are older. Now, as I mentioned before, I do like a fresh barley wine, especially a Bigfoot when it's fresh, like right off the shelf. It's just great. It's also great after 5 or 6 years. That's what's wonderful about these beers. You can drink them anytime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, let's get to it. So the first one is from Barrique Brewing and Blending in our backyard. This one came out in 2024. So this is only a little under a year old. Prepare to transcend into a new dimension of decadence and complexity. Echo in the Void, which is the name of the beer, takes a bold foundation from its predecessor, Stagged Between Worlds. I remember having that one. And elevates it to extraordinary heights through an additional year of aging in rum and maple syrup barrels. So it began with an absurd amount of Vienna malt, step mashed and single decocted, boiled for 7 hours and fermented in their favorite English ale yeast. After its initial year in bourbon barrels, it then spent an additional year in rum and maple syrup barrels, allowing the flavors to meld and mature into something truly special.
You know, I remember I almost got decocted once. I was running, I tried to jump over the barbed wire fence.
Was it single or double decocted?
Well, when I ran back the other way, it was
double decocted.
Yeah.
What was the ABV on this?
The
ABV is yes.
many.
Looking.
I think it's at 13.
Yeah, I think it's about that.
Yeah, it's not saying on the bottle. I'll have to.
Y'all, this is good stuff.
What are you getting out of this, Sparky? What are you tasting?
I mean,
all the things.
No, this is just so well balanced, I think. So, like, you know, obviously some of the standard dark fruit chocolate stuff on the front end, but then as you start to go through it, about probably 2/3 of the way through, you can start to pick up the maple and the rum. The barrels start to, I'm not getting a lot of wood out of it, but gosh, it's just so smooth and so well balanced. Wow.
This is 10.1%.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's not bad. I mean,
yeah, but it does warm as it goes down. This is definitely a winter sipper.
Right.
It's got some, I get some raisins in there. And and that maple syrup. That's an interesting combo, rum and maple syrup.
Yeah, right. And it's not Canadian. But it is brewed in collab with a brewery in Amsterdam.
Interesting.
Do they have a thing for maple syrup?
Is there any hash in there? I don't know. What do you think, Reverend?
Yeah, I definitely get the raisin. Mm-hmm. A little bit of almost like a dark dried cherry aspect to it as well.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure.
I think that opens up into the rum. It's not heavy handed when it comes to, you know, I think of what they stored it in, you know, what the exposure that it had to the barrel.
Yeah.
It seems like they had a good balance. They balanced that really well.
Is this one that you guys think? So we had 2 bottles of this. That's why I opened this one. Do you think this one would age well, or do you think this is one that's
as good as it's going to get?
Right.
No, yeah. I think you could sit on this. Kendall, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, this thing's only a year old.
Yeah.
I think those flavors, you know, because you're not getting some of those oxidative notes you get in these beers. And I think that might actually do something for this, But that's going to take a few years to develop in the bottle.
Might bring out some more of that dark fruit and the different things.
I've loved to have had several beer bottles of this. Have one semi-fresh, one at about 3 years and one at 5 years. And really watch how it develops.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just so, Mark, to your point, just so well balanced. Mm-hmm. I mean, just really.
It is smooth.
Yeah. It's, you know, you were talking about how American barley wines are kind of hitting people in the head with a 4x4. And this is definitely not that as much.
No, this is that enjoyable sipper.
But I wouldn't want much bigger of a pour of it either. One sitting, I don't think.
Well, it really depends on how the day went.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Or how cold it was.
Maybe outside. On a Monday,
I
would have a bigger pour.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys?
Maybe. Yeah. To help get you through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to rate this a 4. And that is for the Barrique.
Echo in the Void.
Echo in the Void, which is brewed in collab with the Hollows Brewing in Amsterdam.
So nice.
How cool is that? Okay. More to come in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are taking off a layer of enamel of our teeth, and we are doing an episode on barley wines, which harkens us back to the big barley wine show of 2013. Not quite as many barley wines as that episode.
This one made my eyes water.
Was that followed by the great DUI bust of 2013?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Followed by the great cleanse.
Several several breathalyzers were broken that day. Yeah.
That day. And my neurologist said, never do that again.
Yeah. And yet, here we are, sort of tempting fate.
What had happened was.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving on, let's get to the next one, which is another interesting collab, right? Yeah. So this one is between Trillium, which we all know and love from Massachusetts, and The Vale. The Vale's from Richmond, Virginia, for those of you that don't know. This beer is called Drove of Oxen. This is 13.9% ABV. It's an American barley wine. Hmm. It is bold and intense, full-bodied with light, warming character. Drove of Oxen showcases complex aromas of brulee, sugar, black cherry and bourbon with a medium-high sweetness and light bitterness.
This could not be more different from the last one. Mm-hmm. That brulee sugar, that's on point, but the body on this one's lighter.
Much lighter.
Yeah.
And it has a much drier finish, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, it's almost crisp.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Although it is weird.
I would not have expected that in a barley wine.
Yeah, I don't know what the IBUs on this would be, but you know, they're with an American, they're a little higher, of course, than the traditional English barley wine. But I think that may contribute to some of the balance with the malt. It's not it's not as malty sweet.
What's the ABV on this sucker?
13.9.
Oh wow.
Okay.
So about almost 4 more than the last one. So I forgot to ask on the last one, like what kind of food you guys would pair with it, but like for this one. With a beer like this, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of options.
There's not a lot of trouble. There's a sharpness, almost like a bitterness, like a coffee bitterness on this. That I'm having trouble wondering how would I work that into a food pairing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like a bitter coffee vibe.
I would almost just have to be lazy and do something that was like Cheetos. Creamy and creamy and sweet.
Like cheesecake or mascarpone or something like that.
I don't know, man. It's
like a bowl of vanilla ice cream or something, man.
As weird as it sounds, I could see like a strong vein cheese.
Like Stilton or Blue Cheese.
Yeah, just because
it would knock just some of this out of it a little bit.
And then you could, but I would rather have something different to pair with that kind of cheese. But I think that, and I think some fat and acid again would work with this.
This guy's always with the acid, man.
Yeah.
Dang go, man. The 70s are over, brother.
Or are they?
Maybe they're coming back, I guess. My favorite part of this beer is the aftertaste. The way it kind of lingers a little bit, and there's this sort of chocolatey note to it, and I can't fully describe exactly what I'm tasting at the end, but it's just a nice kind of lingering after effect, you know, like acid.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you cough it through your nose, you really get it.
Yeah, I was going to say just that was like an interesting. Yeah.
That's a good filtration process you've got there.
Yeah. I'm not getting that, Dave. I feel like the aftertaste for me is kind of unpleasant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that's where I would put it too. And it was just like when I first tried it, I was like, "Oh, that's weird." Like that was kind of where my
still haven't come around. So
I don't know what happened there, though.
So maybe it's a little young in the scheme of things.
Is it raisiny? Is that what you're getting on the back end, or?
No, it just kind of stops, and it's like this weird,
like just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's just stuff there.
It's like it's still fermenting.
I wonder, okay, so do you guys think this is one that would do better if we left this in the cellar for, say, another 5 years?
Yeah. This is a 24?
Yeah.
Right.
I think this one definitely could use some age. I think it would smooth out some of that, what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And the oxidation would give it a little bit of character as well.
Yeah. That sharpness I'm getting, isn't that just a personal thing?
Yeah. I think that would disappear. It's to me, like I get it and it's not great at first, but after that, like when it kind of starts to fade out, it seems a little nicer to me.
It's kind of tannic to me. A little bit.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
Reverend Mark with the T word. Okay.
Wow. And it's still like,
lingered. And it's still a lot of beer, man. God.
Well, that's what the barley wines are for, though, right?
I know, but like, I do enjoy barley wines where they do the after treatments, like the barreling and the stuff like that. But there's something to be said for just a big beer that's just a big beer. Mm-hmm. You know, you brew it, and yeah, maybe you put it in oak for a little while, but just an oak barrel or something, and you let it sit, and then you taste the barley, the hops and everything, and not, I've got notes of rum and seven different kinds of liquor that it was put in. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I think they get too fancy with it.
Well, but isn't that the point? I think a barley wine is to make it a little fancy because it's going to last for years or something. I don't know.
And just in something that can linger on the palate for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be a form of anesthesia. You know? So when you're starting to come out, you've got a good taste in your mouth, and
yeah.
I don't know about making it fancy, but complexity is definitely a part of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is the type of thing that I could see somebody that is like that works in the ocean. You know, whether we're a lighthouse boy or like working on a ship. Like,
if you're working a lighthouse, you start drinking this. I don't think the light's coming on.
Yeah, that might. There's going to be some shipwrecks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to help you get through the cold nights like this. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who in their right mind would want to drink something like this in the summer.
Drink a whole bottle of that. Yeah.
I'm perspiring. Let me chug this barley wine.
I didn't think I was going to get that damn yard mode.
I will sweat everything out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say I've had a barley wine with grilled oysters before, and that was really good.
Oh,
wow. That was good.
Yeah. That could work.
It was really, really good.
The salty kind of brininess of the oysters.
And then the savoriness of the oyster. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow. Yeah, nice. I could see that. Okay. What shall we rate this? We got threes, we got threes, we got threes. We're going three.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get another bottle and sit on it for a few years.
Yeah. I really would like to try this bottle in 5 years.
Yeah.
Sure. And like how interesting and how different it is between, I mean, I know a Vienna wine versus a barley wine, but still.
But like, I think also the treatments they did, like what kinds of barrels they put it in mm-hmm. for how long too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sounds like they must have used a Vienna malt as their base malt.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I would guess.
Yeah, sure. How cool is that? And in terms of Vienna wines, do you see a lot of Vienna wines?
Not outside of Vienna.
No,
that's true.
I'm sorry.
Now, you get into Vienna, they're like, you can't walk 3 feet without running into Vienna. No, I'm sure,
but I mean...
Yeah. That's the first time I've heard anybody use that term in a barley wine type of way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's, you know, like I've heard wheat wine, mm-hmm. you know, like people that do more of a wheat-based version. I maybe have even seen a rye wine before, but like, I think generally speaking, because barley mm-hmm. is the most normal base right. malt,
okay.
you know.
It's a really interesting concept.
We'll continue
though.
In yeah. just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is an homage to a previous episode we did in 2013 called The Big Barley Wine Show. Now, granted, we're not doing as many beers as that particular day, but we are talking about some random barley wines that we've had in our cellar or picked up along the way.
And we've done other barley wine-centric episodes. We had the Bigfoot vertical that Kendall provided that we did, I think... God, I forget how many years that vertical was. That was a really good...
I think like, we had 10 years.
10 years. And then we had an 11-year J.W. Lee's vertical that Sparky put on his pants.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't remember the next 3 days after that.
I think that episode was the official end to doing 3 episodes in a day.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Because stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff does happen. So next, we are going to Weaverville, North Carolina, one of our favorite breweries in that Asheville-ish area, and it's Zebulon Artisan Ales. And this is a 2021 traditional English barley wine brewed for Andre the Giant.
Now, this is the first one that's got a little bit of time on it. So this is a 21, so, you know, 4 years.
Yes. So this is 10% ABV, traditional English barley wine, a spotlight for traditional English Maris Otter, and a long 6-hour boil. Intense flavors of caramel and biscuity malt. Where this beer will shine is with aging, and it will be fire.
Fire!
In 2 to 4 years, and has a possibility for a decade of cellaring. Or just drink it now for the savages. Of 2021, which we are not that savage. We have let it stew.
We gave it some time.
Get some time on it.
What a gorgeous color. Beautiful.
Well, that's it. Yeah, this is much lighter than the others.
Nice deep copper.
Yeah, that's what a barley wine should look like.
Yeah.
Amazing, and taste like. Amazing that it's still bubbly.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's still got...
Those guys know how to put a cap on a bottle.
True that.
He is a whiz. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
That's how this thing still has fizz, too. The whiz.
The whiz.
Yeah, there's a little whiz in every bottle. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just a great classic example of an English barley wine. But this one just hits the spot.
This is kind of what I was talking about, like fancying it up and stuff versus just making one.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, let it do beautiful. Its thing.
But
yeah.
even simple is complex and beautiful, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm not saying this is like straightforward because there's a lot going on with this beer. But it was just, he made it, bottled it, said,
yeah. Would you say that this is the tobacco-iest that we've had so far?
Ooh. Ooh,
yeah, a little, bit of earthy, okay. Yeah, kind of tobacco tar.
No, I mean, and there's something to be said, like, years ago, if you said to me that a beer would taste like tobacco, I would say you are absolutely out of your
mind.
She
would have slapped you right in the face.
I do not want that. That's gross. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? But as one understands different beer styles, you know, not just Yingling, and you grow and mature.
Is that a small Yingling Black and Tan?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then, you know, Yingling Flight. And well, then, yeah.
Okay, fine. But understanding a barley wine now, like, it's almost like you expect to have tobacco, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, there's certain words like leather, tobacco, dark fruit.
Sure. It's like you're talking whiskey all of a sudden. Yeah.
No, it's interesting because I smoked a cigar yesterday while I was doing yard work and I would have, I know.
Of course you did.
Sparky's like raking up dry leaves, smoking the cigar. You're like, well,
if it all burns, it's one less raking to do. But I did think of that several times when I was ashing into piles of leaves. I really enjoyed the taste of that cigar and I would have loved to have tried that with this. I also think, you know, what would go great with this? Like a good hearty beef stew.
Mm.
Oh
yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Like perfect. Just,
or a good Hungarian goulash.
Goulash. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, I think that would be just delightful to pair with this. Some good crusty sourdough to go along with it.
Mm. Oh, it kind of offset some of the toffee, in this beer. Yeah.
Is it safe to say that this is a departure from the other ones that we've had?
Oh, no
this
question.
Point?
Yeah, this is much drier. This, you know, the others are a little bit more syrupy and sweeter, much darker colors. And I mean, again, cool that it's 4 years old and still had good head retention.
Yeah, this takes me back in time to where, yeah, I could see myself drinking this when I was much younger, one of the summer of my misspent youth.
wait, which one of those?
Which one of those?
Volume 2, volume 2.
Okay,
because
okay.
You've had a couple.
Yeah. Was this the gummy bear bombs or the illegal fishing?
This was the summer of drinking something like this in a Piccadilly Circus. You know, my soul being completely psychedelicized.
There you go.
Yeah.
Psychedelicized.
The color and the ambience from the aroma just swirls in my cup and says, come get me.
Oh.
Nice.
There he goes.
Did you preach a sermon after that?
Right. Yes.
I think he preached a sermon just now.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It is a special beer. And I think the big difference of this is traditional versus those barrel aged. And those are amped up. They did some extra things with them, but boy, this is a English barley wine. If somebody's asking me, what is a good one that I should try? Yeah, it's like, go try the Zebulon one.
I think we've had good luck with Zebulon, like with the classic historical IPAs, the stouts and porters that he's done.
And there's Saison, they've done so many.
This is just a really
I mean, I think it gives you an appreciation for like, this is a classic based style and it's done so well. Like, I think it's easier in some cases, and I'm not saying this about the previous two, but age it in barrels, dump adjuncts in it and shake it up and pray for the best.
I think this one is more like if you were doing the beer styles like for homebrewing or whatever, and you wanted to see like what should an English style barley wine taste like, this would be one of the examples that you could you could definitely list.
Sure. Okay. Well, what shall we rate this?
I go there.
Yeah, it's a 5 for sure.
Hey guys, I just wanted to, we're a little bit more than halfway through this episode.
Yeah.
And I can still feel my molars. So this is going a lot better.
Really good.
Than that last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I feel like I've learned and developed and grown as a person.
I can attest Sparky has 0 barley wine on his pants. So far. Yeah,
we're there. I did wear my rubber pants today, though.
And that was a really good idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're very proud of you. Yes. Okay, so moving on, we're going to go to a Nashville brewery, which sadly is defunct.
Is it?
It is.
When did it go under?
Various artists.
Clyde's Burgers is there now?
Cletus? Elm Hill Pike.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. We were just talking about that earlier.
Cletus. So, this is from Various Artists Brewing, And it is called Newfangled Perspective. This was brewed in 2020. And it is a English barley wine, 10% ABV, using the finest English malts, American hops, and classic American yeast fermented at lager temperatures. Keep this 10% ABV smooth and delicious. Newfangle your perspective.
Looks completely different from the last one.
So light.
It has a pillowy head.
Yeah, a huge pillowy head.
It's interesting.
And a lot of hops on the nose.
Yeah. I don't know that I would call this English barley wine.
Would you call this a barley wine at all?
Well, it's not quite as viscous as a barley wine for me.
No, I would not call this a barley wine.
This is a barley wine in the sense that Dogfish Head 120 Minute IPA is a barley wine.
Yeah, this is a barley wine in that it says barley wine on the label.
Yeah, it needs a lot more hops, actually. It's funny, there's hardly any on the flavor.
Tons on the nose, but nothing in the...
But it's kind of thin and needs way more
there's
body.
There's no more
it's
body,
It's not a terrible beer. It's just, it's not a barley wine.
It's like a... Mm-hmm. You said this is 10%?
Yeah.
Triple IPA.
Right, but it doesn't have the bitterness I want.
No, it doesn't have the bite.
How about calling it an American? No.
Oh, a triple pale ale.
What are some of those British styles that are big but they're not barley wines?
Strong ale.
Yeah, American strong ale. Let's
American
call it
strong
that.
Ale. Okay. There you go.
It has American been strong ale. Yes. Here's a Sharpie, and I'm gonna just
it's
let you fix that.
It's a heck of an American strong ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
It tastes good. I like
the color though. When I poured it, I was like, wait, what?
Needs way more bitterness, but.
Like and a little more caramel malt or something.
Needs a little bit more depth, right?
Get a little more zhuzh, as my wife would say.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. We are in the middle of doing a barley wine episode.
Slash strong ale.
I'll get to that in a second. So we are kind of revisiting the older days of our back catalog, and we did a Big Barley Wine Show in 2013 called the Big Barley Wine Show. We're not doing as many barley wines as we did that day, but we are revisiting some barley wines that we've had in the cellar or picked up recently, et cetera, et cetera. So
it takes a while to get the whole thing into your mouth.
Sometimes, yes. I'll leave it at that. Okay, so...
Save that talk for later.
Well, I mean, the more viscous and thick it does take a while to get to the back
beer.
End of your tongue. Sorry. Hello?
Facts.
But this one that we were talking about right before the break wasn't as viscous as the rest of them. And us collectively, instead of it being called a barley wine, we're thinking that it might be an American strong ale. What we were talking about is the various artists' newfangled perspective. This is a 10% ABV American barley wine / strong ale. What would you pair food-wise with this said beer? Burgers?
Something on the grill or something. Yeah. Something smoked, you know, some kind of fatty meat.
I think this is the kind of beer like you would open it up and drink it while you're like cooking something on the grill.
Yeah, but you know what? Your accuracy is going to go down fast on that one.
Is this done or, oh God, it's on fire. Yeah.
Yeah, I think something smoky. Smoky and fat.
You know, it just doesn't have the body, I think, is just what I keep coming back to.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
There's a couple things missing on this. I
maybe we could go back to them and tell them. Oh,
but
no,
it's,
well, no. Okay. What shall we rate this beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two. Okay. It's a two for a barley wine, as it's supposed to be labeled. But I think that if it was rated as or placed as something else, we might
go a little higher.
A general beer. If it was just a beer that we didn't know what type of beer it was, and you were just like, "Is this beer okay?" Yeah.
It's just not exactly true to the stated style.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
We'll call it mislabeled.
Okay. Sure. Now, we have time for one more barley wine.
Oh, please.
Yes. Hi. Okay. Now, this barley wine is something special. This is a J.W. Lee's, and we know how much good old boy Dave loves his J.W. Lee's.
Oh.
This is a 2001 Harvest Ale.
Now, when we did our barley wine on my pants episode, Vertical Sparky,
by court order,
this was the highest rated one, and that was in 2015. So it would have been about 14, 15 years old. Then, now,
here we are looking at a 24, almost 25 year old beer.
Oh my gosh.
So
wrap that around your head. And then smell.
Mm.
I know what I want to pair this with. Oh my God, the nose. I just want to smell it. God bless.
Wow, this is like a port to me, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stops resembling beer at this age.
The viscosity on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero carbonation in this thing.
None.
No. But does it need any carbonation? No. Okay.
You know what I could see doing with this? Marinating some plums or something. Just a dark fruit and just let them kind of marinate. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Or some dates.
Yeah, some dates. Yeah, just some luscious dark fruit.
So much coffee.
For those of you that have never heard of J.W. Lee's, you need to find some J.W. Lee's. Like, I honestly don't think we've ever had a version of theirs that was really bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And when did you start collecting this?
2012.
Okay, 2012.
And where are they out of?
Middle Earth. I don't know.
Yes, this is brewed by hobbits.
Yes, there were the
Middleton,
people
Manchester, England.
Yeah, the people with the little furry feet.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I got you. Here's my dream.
Wow.
J.W. Lee's.
All pairing, right. Do okay? it.
We're going to do a fresh one. Okay.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to have Beef Wellington. And I'm not talking like Americanized Beef Wellington. There will be liver in the Ducelle that goes around it underneath the pastry. Okay.
Okay.
This sucker we're going to have for dessert with some sticky toffee pudding.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very nice.
And our chairs will turn into recliners.
That's true. You're not going anywhere. But
no,
that's how we're doing this.
You're just going to sleep with a smile on your face.
Nappy time.
Yes.
Listening to Have You Become Comfortably Numb?
And the answer is yes.
I mean, there is just something so decadent and so beautiful, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this.
When it's done right, it is. Mm.
And this is one of the ones that's it's pretty much the straight version. It's not like a Calvados.
Right.
Right. None of their treatments.
Yeah.
Though I do remember their Islay whiskey versions are just yum.
Yeah, those are good too. Yeah.
Oh, with that iodine and the seaweed and that Band-Aid.
You are a weirdo.
She is a freak, but you know.
Hard pass.
Love me some Islay whiskey.
Mm-mm.
I know.
But this one's this is going off of the one from Zebulon, you know, this is like an English barley wine, what it's supposed to be. It's like there's the coffee, there's the dark fruits, the leather, there's all those things.
I wonder where does the oldest J.W. Lee, I wonder where does it just kind of stop? I wonder.
Does it stop?
Yeah, does it?
Like when does it die?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've had them. Over, this might be one of the older ones I've had, pushing 24, 25 years old, but Wow.
But is this that bad? Like, do you know what I mean?
Can we just sit for a second with how is 2001 24 years ago?
Right.
Right. Could you imagine like, this is in older terms?
Than Sparky's kids?
That's, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Is this older than your marriage?
Yeah, by 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
Dang.
Yeah.
Sparky was a single guy ready to mingle, probably run around East Tennessee.
Drinking barley wine and ramming into telephone poles.
Loving many ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, what shall we rate this wonder? Is there anything but okay, 10.
This brewery's still open. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's right.
Put me on a trolley.
I just like if this is what our forefathers drank. My God.
I only
like,
have one father, but I get it. You know what I
mean? My one father never drank this.
Like way forefathers.
I wish he had.
Yeah. But really like founding fathers, you know, kind of thing. This is really, this is really, really good.
I want to drink one of these in harvest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or blend it in with some figgy pudding.
Yes. Or anything figgy, datey something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Good stuff.
Okay. Well, quite the episode.
Well, thank you for coming into town, Reverend Mark.
Hey, I'm here when you least expect it.
Well, that's going to do it. Good old boy, Kendall. Thank you so much for being here.
It was a pleasure. What a beautiful set of beers.
Yeah, right? Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Wouldn't be the holidays without you guys around the table.
No. Aww.
Good old boy, Sparky.
I feel like I'm in a holidays.
Yes, you are, but thank you for wearing the rubber pants.
No, I did. It's much easier to clean up.
Good old boy, Dave.
Hey, the only thing better than the barley wine is sharing it with good friends.
No. Yes.
So true, so true.
We didn't have any, so we got these guys.
This is good old gal, Juliana. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep on chugging. Happy holidays, and catch you next time.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.